Good afternoon. I'm Maureen McEwen, and this is The Response, a national news show on the COVID-19 pandemic in Canada. For the first time, the federal government has released projections for the expected evolution of the COVID-19 pandemic in the country. In total, the Public Health Agency of Canada anticipates 934,000 to 1.8 million cases of COVID-19 and between 11,000 and 22,000 deaths by the end of the pandemic's first wave. The country could have between 73,000 and 146,000 hospitalizations. This is the best-case scenario, where 1% to 10% of the population could be infected with COVID-19, and the peak could occur in late spring. Those outcomes depend on strong compliance with the public health measures that have been implemented. In a scenario with weak measures, 25 to 50% of Canadians could be infected. In the worst-case scenario, without any measures in place, 70 to 80% of Canadians could be infected. To date, 94% of the cases have occurred in four Canadian provinces: Quebec, Ontario, British Columbia, and Alberta. 98% of deaths have occurred in those provinces as well. Currently, the number of cases doubles every 3 to 5 days in Canada. By April 16th, Canada could see between 22,580 to 31,850 cases and between 500 and 700 deaths, according to the possible scenarios presented by the Public Health Agency of Canada. Chief Public Health Officer Dr. Theresa Tam said it's too early to know if we have reached the peak of the curve, and it is important to follow public health measures. Dr. Theresa Tam.
So in conclusion, while some of the numbers released today may seem stark, Canada's modelling demonstrates that the country still has an opportunity to control the epidemic and save lives. We cannot prevent every death, but we must prevent all the deaths that we can. We all play a role in what the future will hold for Canada's COVID-19 trajectory. We must continue to control the epidemic using tried and true public health measures, including asking every Canadian to stay at home whenever possible, maintain physical distancing, meticulous hand washing, and cover our coughs. What we do together now to stop the spread of COVID-19 will reduce the impact of the epidemic and determine how soon we can readjust our public health measures. What we do together now will buy us more time to further understand the virus and to develop treatments and vaccines. We are the authors of our fate. Together, we can plank the epidemic curve.
In the wake of COVID-19, over a million jobs were lost in March, according to Statistics Canada's latest labor force survey. Unemployment has increased to 7.8% in March. This is the largest one-month increase of unemployment on record. Most of the job losses were seen in the private sector rather than the public sector. Statistics Canada recorded the biggest declines in industries with public-facing needs or a limited ability to work from home. Those industries include accommodation and food services, information, culture, and recreation, educational services, and wholesale and retail trade. Some of the greatest employment declines were among youth, ages 15 to 24. Statistics Canada reported around 20% of youth lost all or most of their hours. The unemployment rate for youth is now 16.8%, the highest it has been since June 1997. Overall, 3.1 million Canadians were affected by job loss or reduced hours in March due to COVID-19, according to Statistics Canada. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau.
As stark as those numbers are, they aren't a surprise for a lot of Canadians. Each one represents a different story. A worker who's been laid off, a family that's having to hunker down, a community that's anxious about today and tomorrow. We've all seen the impact of COVID-19. We've all knew this was going to be a tough time and that countries around the world are in a similar situation. But that's no comfort if you're out of a job, if you're having difficulty making ends meet. You need real support. So we're doing our best to help you bridge to better times.
As of noon on April 8th, the Public Health Agency of Canada has reported 19,774 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and 461 deaths. COVID-19 is now in all Canadian provinces and territories except Nunavut. Canada.ca has an online self-assessment tool and other COVID-19 resources available. This was The Response for April 9th. For more information on COVID-19, check reliable sources like your local health authority, the Public Health Agency of Canada, or the World Health Organization. This show is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, a program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada. The Response's sound clips are made available through a partnership with the Canadian Public Affairs Channel.